heading to Rarotonga, then you need to get the unofficial official guide to Raro, and it's completely free. The helpful 8-page PDF gets you completely ready for your holiday to Rarotonga. Inside the guide, you'll find information on transportation, Wi-Fi, customs, SIM, eSIM information on the cards, scooter rentals, and so much more. To get your free guide to Rarotonga, head to raropass.com/guide. That's raropass, raropass.com/guide. Welcome to the Key Runner Podcast, a show about what you will find, what you will not find in the Cook Islands. And now here's your host, Chantal Napa.
Kia ora, welcome back to Kia ora Podcast. I'm your host, Chantal Napa. And today I'm with Donna Jane Napa at Midi Midi Spa. And we're sitting outside her spa, got the lagoon on one side of us, got the mountains on the other side of us. Donna, I would just like you to let everyone know what made you decide to start Midi Midi Spa.
Actually, it's not my plan to set up a spa, but I got inspired by my mom, who is qualified to do spa treatments, and she's also a qualified cosmetologist back in the days. And since then, like, you know, she would clean my nails and said, oh, I don't like this job, because for me it's really low job, you know. But then when I moved here to Cook Islands, and I worked for 8 years in one of the company and had 2 boys, 1 year apart actually, so I had to stop working and thought to myself, maybe I should start learning how to do massages where my grandfather taught me how to do it. And from there, 2018, my husband inspired me. Well, the place is there, you can set it up your own spa if you want to, so which is I did 2018. And then it happens that 2020 have this Buten Spa level 3 diploma in the school, so I went to school and get qualified, and then finally qualified with Buten Spa and start doing them. Nothing in my plan, but here we are. I have pretty much most of the treatments. We have massages, different type of massage, hot stone, relaxation, deep tissue, reflexology. We do nails, extension. Now we're doing acrylic. I also got qualified with eyelashes, extension, eyebrows, tinting, lash lifting, and what else? Waxing. Yeah, so now pretty much moving forward for my next plan, which is the microblading and micro shading, semi tattoo eyebrows. And yeah. It's for me, I didn't realize this is my passion. I just keep moving forward for my spa and always thinking, how can I improve my own skills into better services? So I just keep moving forward, keep upskilling myself, and so that we can provide a quality service.
Yeah. That's amazing, Donna. See? That was easy, right? I've been trying to get you on my show for a year. And you're like, no, but that is amazing. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm not prepared to talk like this, but, you know, if you want to know something about how and why I did a spa, yeah. It's because I got inspired back in the days with my family. Yeah. And because I can't work full time employed by anyone else because
you became a mom.
Yeah, because I became a mom, and And we have a special child that full you need to look after full term. Mm-hmm. So I decided to be a self-employed.
So it actually came from a need of, because you had your son who needed, like, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, no worries.
And so then you thought, well, I can't work full time because I've got to be around for my child.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that means I got to work for myself.
Yeah.
And what can that look like, right?
Yeah. So I started working on my own spa and then hired another one and then hiring another one just to help with the business because we're getting busy. Mm-hmm. Because we're catering locals and tourists.
Yep.
So the demand is there. I just need to hire another therapist.
Yeah.
Do the same job as me so that I can be floating around with my kids. And at the same time, your business is going because you have workers.
And your children are still really young. Like, how old are they now?
Turn 6 and 7.
Yeah, they're still young.
Yeah.
So you, I mean, when you, in 2018, that's 6 years ago.
Yeah.
They were 1 and 0, just born.
Yeah. And that was really tough, you know, because 1 year apart. So,
and you went to training college here, you know, so you had little ones, you started the spa, and you went to school here at the training college.
Yeah, exactly.
Donna.
But I start, when I resigned from work in my full-time job, I did a accounting course at USP, which is University of South Pacific. But as it was finding it too boring for me. And because I stayed home and I don't work, I just help my husband, you know, doing some work around the house. And I said, maybe I should do a course. So I enrolled accounting course. But then when that's 2019, when the COVID happened, so everything shut down. And then 2020, when the course back, and then they asked me, do you want to continue your accounting course? I said, no, I think I'm going to do the spa instead, which is more on physically, you know. I don't like sitting and just looking at my computer and calculating numbers all the time. So I need to work out physical and mental, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't like the brain all the time. So I kind of like find the accounting course is too boring for me, so I quit. And I just focus into beauty and spa instead. Yeah.
Thank you, Donna. Yeah. Like, thank you so much. And thank you for saying yes to being a part of VaroPass, because the VaroPass clients get 10% off at your spa.
Oh, yes. I do have quite few tourists that use that VaroPass here. We give 10% discount to them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Oh, it's good to help people, you know, like giving discount with the VaroPass. VaroPass also help, you know, us as business people to have clients, you know. So just
thank you.
Giving back.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate you. Mini Mini Spa, Donna Jane Napa, and the girl who wasn't really looking to be a spa therapist.
Not really, but I got encountered a guest. You say, oh, you're doing spa, but you don't have nail polish in your nails and you don't have eyelashes extension. I said, because I'm a mom after my work. So if I wear my uniform, I do quality service. But if I'm wearing my home clothes, I'm a mom. So I can't wear nail polish when you're looking after two boys after work. So I better just provide quality service instead rather than, being pretty.
Yeah.
And I can't do being a mom anymore.
So, they grow up to be teenagers, all right?
So. Maybe I'll wait until they grow. Not now. So, yeah, I actually have that encounter, a tourist who said, oh, you're doing this and that in the spa, but it doesn't look like you're doing a spa treatment. Because I'm a mom, that's all I can say. Yeah. And I prefer to do the job than making myself pretty.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
Yeah, you haven't got time for you.
I don't have time to make myself pretty.
Thank you so much, Donna. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Welcome back to Kia Ora Podcast. There's a snapshot, quick, wonderful little podcast there with Donna Jane Napa, Miri Miri Spa. She's on Rara Pass. You can find her service inside services on rarapass.com. Kia Menuia means good luck. Aidera means farewell. And Kia Ora means may you live long. Thanks. See ya.